Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's talk more about Jaden Daniels not playing in this game. If you're just joining us for the first time today, he's already been ruled out. So Marcus Mariota will be the starting quarterback, and Kling will have a front row seat right there on the sideline for the Chiefs Radio Network. He joins us each and every Wednesday. Kling, that was obviously some big news today. I know there was a chance Jaden Daniels wasn't going to play, but I guess I did not expect we'd have our answer by Wednesday at noon.
Yeah, I'll get out there and bat down a pass if one goes
Please.
Back to Mariota.
Please,
so I will do my part to get thrown out of the building doing that. I'm kind of bummed. Like, this was a game, like, when the schedule came out, I was really excited about it because I wanted to see the young quarterback play. Obviously, I want the Chiefs to win, but in terms of just having a strictly fun matchup, I was really, you know, looking forward to seeing that young quarterback kind of in person. Taking on the Chiefs. So from that perspective, I'm kind of bummed. From a strictly football perspective, obviously I'm not, because this isn't even the same, you know, Marcus Mariota that did beat the Chiefs a number of years ago, and he doesn't give you much scare. Not to mention, if you know, they don't get healthier at some of those other skill positions, they're in some trouble kind of offensively. So wasn't the team that was there kind of on paper, you know, 6 weeks ago. Neither are the Chiefs, but for a much better reason.
Kling, they've got some good running backs over there, but like, the more I watch the Chiefs defense this year, the more I'm impressed at what they've done against elite level running backs. I mean, look at the numbers for guys like even Saquon, or obviously how well they held down Jahmyr Gibbs. What is it about the Chiefs defense right now that is making it very difficult for those teams who like to run the ball?
I think in a weird way, they get geared up for that guy when a team has that guy and he's talked about. You know, every time that Derrick Henry is in the mix, right? They seem to kind of get, I think that they really do get focused in on a specific runner. Maybe not as much, you know, if it's the quarterback per se, but if there's a designated number one runner, you know, what can they do to shut him down? I think it really kind of piques the interest of this defense. I don't know. It feels like sometimes, guys, this Chiefs team can become like that kid in school that just needs something extra. Like, he's done all the other homework, and that's how you need to find him some extra stuff. I think at times they just need kind of different kind of carrots as motivation out there. And I think at times when you give them that one key runner, they do a pretty good job of kind of honing in on that guy.
We'll keep an eye out on that for Jonathan Taylor in a few weeks, obviously, as he is definitely that guy in a few weeks. But do you think that that's going to be like, I always felt that way. There was always and we talked about it on the show multiple times with you, that playing with their food part of it that felt like it was a part of other teams. This year's team, because of the way their record started, I feel like they're going into every week looking to kick some ass because they know they're still behind. Do you kind of sense that being a little bit different? They've blown out three of their last four opponents, in my opinion.
Yeah, let's hope so, because I think, you know, that Jacksonville game, as much as, you know, we harp on stuff, a lot of times they flush it. I didn't feel like they flushed that one. That one, like, stung. They wanted that to be like, that wasn't right. We didn't do this. And a few guys, kind of without prompting, have kind of brought that one up again where, you know, I was kind of, like, trying to avoid it. You know what I mean? Like, I know the Jacksonville game was not to everybody's desire, but I'm not mentioning it by name, but a few players to me have done that. And so I'm like, okay, well, they were looking at that one as that was kind of the wake-up call. That was kind of the maybe the bottoming out. Not to say Jacksonville can't be a division winner or something, but certainly the way the Chiefs performed in that game left a lot to be desired. And I think that they have obviously taken that to heart. Certainly the defense has. And I don't know that you can have a much better defensive performance than they had this past week. I mean, you know, the limiting they did to an NFL team, I don't care who it was pretty impressive. So the defense is playing with a lot of moxie right now. And we know the offense is flying high because they got so many parts to spread the football around to. So not to say they're peaking. Let's hope they're not, because we still want them to be on an upward track as the season goes along. But boy, they look to be in a really good spot right now. Now we just have to keep, you know, stacking wins, because they did kind of put themselves behind the eight ball with that early and now have drawn themselves back to the pack. You don't want to be, you know, handing out any flubs to anybody.
When's the next loss coming? Because, you know, we were discussing the schedule and, you know, I think I want to see what Buffalo's defense looks like this weekend before I commit fully that at Buffalo regular season game. The Chiefs typically lose that game against the Bills. Cody mentioned Thanksgiving against Dallas. You're coming off a short week and a big game against the Colts the week before. Like, I know Bob said the Chiefs aren't going to lose a game the rest of the season. I would love for that to be correct. I don't think any team, in my opinion, is not losing a game the rest of the way.
No, and I joked with Bob and Dusty on Monday. I said, I just, you know, not that I'm rooting for the Chiefs to lose, but, I wouldn't mind yanking the Bills chain a little bit. Like, just continue to give them that teaser. Like, oh, you guys can really do it. And then pull the rug out from them again during the playoffs. So I kind of like that. It's like, you can have all the regular season ones you want. We're going to get you when it matters. But certainly Buffalo, certainly Indy, I don't know. Are we believing Dallas? Because I think, you know, I'm always fearful of the Dallas prop up. You know, they're the Lakers. They're the Red Sox. You know, it's like they're ESPN's favorite team when they're going. So it's like, okay, let's see if that's a matchup on Thanksgiving. Obviously, being a road trip makes it a little more dicey for the Chiefs. But I don't think they're going to go unbeaten the rest of the way. But I also don't think there's any, you know, losing streaks ahead, and probably, you know, they'll continue kind of a win streak, and they'll have, like they've done, right? The last 5 years, I think they've always had kind of like a 4 or 5 game win streak. There was some kind of stat, I don't remember off the top of my head right now, but
yeah, I have to go find it.
They've put together kind of these win streaks, and I expect this one will do it again. And, you know, there'll be a couple of hiccups along the way. And, you know, we'll also see if teams are for real, like the Colts, like the Cowboys. I think there's, you know, probably like the Chargers in the second matchup. There's some teams that are probably going to still be looking to prove themselves by the time they get the Chiefs.
Teams, for people who don't watch it quite as close as you, Kling, you're down there. The Chiefs are the sixth best or seventh best big play offense in football this year, that being 10-plus yard runs or 20-plus yard passes. I pointed out Pacheco and Hunt. Pacheco's got at least one 10-yard run in 6 of 7 games. Hunt's got 3 in 7 games, at least three in seven games. What do you think about where the big playability is in the run game, pass game? Do you expect that to stay all year? All of the big play part that we've been missing for years.
Well, I think the big play part, if you're talking specifically about the run game, I still think it's the asterisk ones where they consider that part of the run game type of things, right? The end arounds, the little gimmicky things, maybe a pop pass, those types of things that end up being double digit plays that aren't technically like a straight handoff, but they figure out a way to get a guy a ball in the backfield. I think that's probably your most obvious. But you know, if they keep kind of plugging along in the run game, I think it can be satisfactory from the two main running backs as well. And then, you know, I think, like we've seen, I think they're just going to keep kind of spoon feeding extra stuff for Breshard Smith along the way and see what kind of he can handle. We haven't seen Rashi Rice. I mean, I think we saw like maybe one play in the backfield, but I keep hearing, you know, like watch out. They're going to use him in Deebo Samuel type ways. And so you'll see him probably lined up in weird positions. Mahomes will still get his 10-yard runs when the seas open up. So I think that they have the ability to kind of keep you off guard. And I think that that's as big a factor as anything in getting those kind of chunk plays, is when they're not disclosing exactly who's going to get the football and spread the thing around.
I got to say, the runs from Mahomes are about to get easier. Tell me a team that can afford a spy with what the Chiefs are running out on offense right now.
Right, right. I mean, you take that guy that used to be, you know, double-teaming Kelsey, or maybe you take a guy off of Rashi Rice, or you take somebody that was going to cover deep in case Worthy or Thornton ran over the top and have them spy the court. Not really. So, you know, I think you're right. I think they're also going to be the variety that we like, which is everything is opens up and he just dashes and then slides untouched, rather than some of the ones we saw early in the season where he's taking off running, maybe with a little bit of skittishness, or the line has a small breakdown and he's taking on a defensive back at the sideline and putting his shoulder down. Hopefully those are done. I want the 10, 12, 18-yard varieties that are him cruising through the middle untouched and then sliding down.
Kling, we talked about this earlier in the show, so I'm curious your opinion. Josh Simmons, obviously, we know is away from the team at the moment. Let's say he misses a couple more weeks. It already sounds like he's probably not playing Monday, that according to most people in the know. So, like, we can eliminate this week. But let's say it's 2-3 more weeks before he gets back with the team. When he comes back, will the Chiefs reinstall him as the starter, or what we think will happen, Jalen Moore will just be the starter until further notice happen?
Yeah, I mean, I feel, not knowing the what, right?
Yeah, not knowing the reason why he's absent, sure.
You know, I don't know, but let's just say, let's play hypothetical that it's a, maybe like a Zach Greinke type situation, where the guy just, you know, had some stuff going on, needed some time away. We know Greinke was kind of anxiety and whatever, and they just kind of gave him a pause. One, I'd credit the Royals, because if they had never done that, the kid probably would have been out of baseball and not had the career he had.
He's a Hall of Famer, yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, maybe he doesn't get the break, or he doesn't get the support from the Royals, and he just stops playing, which would have been bad for all of us. Bad for him, bad for all of us that got to experience that, Greinke. So let's just say, and again, I don't know, but let's just say just a situation like that. You could afford to give him time. You don't have to put him back in the mix. And so if he's, you know, able and willing and whatever to come back to the team, whatever's going on, can kind of work through as you're almost like redshirting at that point, what's the harm in that? Because you have Jalen Moore. I just think that they're in a great spot to be able to do that. You don't have to rush him back. Whatever the situation ends up being, it just feels like they put themselves in a position. You don't have to rush him back. You have him make sure he's ready to be back. And you got Jalen Moore, who's probably going to be playing just fine. And it gives you the ability to slow things down for him a little bit. I don't know. It just feels like it's not the worst situation in the world to be in, because last year might have been a different story when you didn't have that guy. This year you got that guy and that other guy. You know what I mean? So I think that they have the opportunity to play it slow if they want to. Again, I don't know. I don't know any of the situation. I haven't asked anybody. It's been kind of hush-hush.
They're not telling anybody anyway, so.
I've just kind of let it go. Like, he'll be back when he's back, and hopefully everything's fine, and whatever's going on, I hope there's, you know, resolution for him, and the football side's taken care of, because you got Jalen Moore, and so you just kind of go on business as usual football-wise.
I mean, after the draft, there was definitely the conversation that, well, he may not be available for you this season at all. And now, for different circumstances, of course, we were talking about a knee injury, but here we are, and it's not the path that anybody wanted. And obviously I hope all works out for Josh Simmons. But if I would have told you also in mid May that, hey, yeah, he's not going to be ready, Jalen Moore is going to have to play all of 2025. You would have been all like, okay, that was also like a known possibility. It's
we
obviously thought for a different reason.
Yeah. I mean, I thought going into camp, it was going to be a camp battle. It was not. It was like Josh Simmons' job. But if you'd have flipped it around and we were around and just said, well, they did draft Josh Simmons, but they brought in Jalen Moore to play. He's going to play. We would all have been like, oh, okay, that was the plan. So I think it, you know, you can go back to that plan, albeit for different reasons. And I think it'll be just fine, because Jalen Moore can play.
When you look at what the team's going to do, I guess now against the back to the Commanders for a minute, with no Jaden Daniels, what percentage chance do you give the Commanders at making this a problem for the Chiefs on Monday?
Now, it won't be Raider-like. I was really confident going into that Raider game. Now, I didn't think it was going to be that much, but I was just like, you know, if the Chiefs just go out and play their game, this shouldn't be a problem. Like, don't keep them around. Don't turn the football over. Don't do things out of character. And you're going to be just fine because they just don't have the horses to stay with you. I feel like, I mean, the Dorrance Armstrong injury is pretty big for them too, right? On defense, the former Jayhawk. So, you know, they're banged up. They're got a different quarterback. Again, what's the level of confidence you have in the health of the skill guys, right? They've been playing without their top wide receivers too. So, you know, it's in the NFL, everybody has a chance, but not much more than that.
Okay, that works for me. I didn't think it's much more than that either. I'm with you, though. I'm disappointed. This game was supposed to be one of the biggest on the schedule. Chiefs, Monday Night Football against the Rookie of the Year, but now we're just going to get Marcus Mariota's return to Kansas City instead.
I mean, that storyline hopefully lasts like a second. You know what I mean? That it's over. Like, it's not the same dude. They're not getting payback. It's not in anybody's mind. Yeah, I wanted to see one of the young up-and-coming quarterbacks play. So, yeah, it's disappointing that he's not going to be out there.
Josh Klingler, Chiefs silent reporter for the Chiefs Radio Network, will be listening there on Monday night at Arrowhead. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.